How long have you been involved with the Tomahawk Farmers Market?
This will be my 10th year.
Okay, and how have you seen it change over that time?
Vendors come and go a little bit, but we've had a pretty good core group of vendors that have been there since I started. But just the difference in people's choices as far as health, taking more initiative to find local food, all that's kind of picked up a little bit, I think. So that's been a really positive thing that we've seen. And also organizations stepping in, like Spirus and a couple other major organizations stepping in to do vouchers and things for people so they can come to the market and have access to the produce if they don't have the funds to do it. There's those programs that have stepped in to fill that gap a little bit.
That's great. Yeah, I was going to ask, does the so kind of along those terms, the term of vouchers, or like does the Tomahawk Market take like SNAP benefits and things like that?
Yeah, we do all the EBT benefits, and we've got credit card machines so we can run people's credit cards as well, right there at the market, so they don't have to bring cash if they can't or if they don't have access to it at the moment.
That's great. I guess how far are the vendors, or how local are the vendors at the Tomahawk Farmers Market?
At our market, we have a 3-county area that we serve for that we can take vendors from, and that is Lincoln County, Oneida County, and Langlade County. So those are the three areas that the vendors come from. So pretty local.
Oh, that's great. And why do you think it's important to have the farmers market and have this option for people?
I just think it's always a positive when you have people connect with their food, understand where it comes from. I know it's kind of cliche to say, but things don't come from a grocery store. They come from land somewhere, and it's good to know how it's grown and how it's produced, how chemicals are used or not, depending on people's preferences. And they can do that at the farmers market. They can actually talk to people who do the growing and ask whatever questions they have or learn about things that they've never seen before or used before. So I think it's just a nice addition to a smaller community to allow access for those things and to just get to know other people that are doing good work.
And so people that come out to the market, what kind of produce or other products are they going to find this time of year?
Right now, cucumbers are coming in pretty strong, pickling cucumbers, onions, and within the next week or two, I'm guessing cherry tomatoes and slicing tomatoes will start coming pretty heavily. So a lot of people's favorite sweet corn will start showing up. I know everybody's anxious for that. And with our 3-county limit, if the sweet corn doesn't come till much later, then some areas that can grow that quicker. So those are some of the highlights that are in there. But we also have vendors that do meat, chicken, pork, beef. We have vendors who do the baked goods, pies and cookies and granola and kombucha and things like that. Maple syrup is always a big thing up here. Salsas, canned goods. We have a lavender vendor who does all kinds of beauty products using lavender that they grow on their farm right here in Tomahawk. So we have a pretty good variety of vendors and things that are available.
Yeah, I got to meet, I assume you're talking about Heather Smith there. I got to meet her and did a story with her not too long ago at Tranquil Acres. So,
Yeah, they're a
yeah.
part of our market, so it's nice to have them. They just joined this year, so they're a newer vendor for us.
That's great. I guess, what do you think people should know before they head out to the market?
Just don't be afraid to ask questions about the produce, and if you have concerns about if people use chemicals, well, that's kind of a touchy subject, but almost all farmers that I know are happy to tell you about their growing practices, and that's a good thing to know. It's also good to just come out and see what can be grown in your area. I mean, us being pretty hyper local, we can't do some things like we'll never have large watermelon. That's just not a thing that we can do in the 3-county area up here. So, yeah, just come down with an open mind and have a conversation. If you're curious about a vegetable or a fruit that you've never seen before or you've heard things about but you've not used yourself, we're very open to those conversations.
That's great. Well, Matt, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.